for the panelists for the very insightful presentations. My question, or I'd like to have comments from the panel on what they think the role multilateral institutions should play in strengthening the transition for developing country members to the EUDR and limiting the trade diversion effects which are presumed to happen from it. So if I'll just go further, I'd like to take a reminder back that in the 1970s, when we were trying to build an inclusive, sustainable multilateral trading systems, a lot of least developing and developing country members were given non-reciprocal trade preference schemes and tariff advantages to be able to access developed countries' members. But over the recent years, we've seen a lot of proliferation of FTAs. So the issue of tariff advantages has been long swept away. And there's also the issue of the reduction of the average MFN rate from 22%, that was in 1990, to about 8.9% in 2022. This has now put like other factors such as standards, non-tariff measures, and global value chains as a key component to limiting the competitive advantage of developing country members in participating in trade. So what role do they think that the multilateral institutions should play in enabling developing and least developing country members in fostering this transition? Thank you.